Tovos, say good morning. So let's begin. We're picking up still in the beginning of Perek Tes. So we left off by section Gimel. And in section Gimel, he says, Od mi vasidi ha-zrizos. The other thing that takes away from a person's sense of zrizos in life is hu rov ha-pachad v'godel ha-mora min hazman v'toldosa. Some people that are too fearful and too overwhelmed from, it bless you, this is literally from time and toldosav. Toldosav means what comes as a result of that time. He'll give an example. Kipam yira me'akar o me'achom. So I'll say, so there are some people, if they need to accomplish something, they're ready to accomplish. Only one problem, sometimes it's too cold or sometimes it's too hot. Pam me'apigoyim. Sometimes I want to do something, but the journey is a little bit too arduous. Pamina chaloim. Other times I'm just not feeling well. Pamina ruach. Sometimes I'm just emotionally not up to it. V'chol ki yotzei bazem. So I will say, ultimately, what he's saying over here is, well, actually in ruach in this context, actually means literally that the wind is blowing too hard. So the idea over here is, he says that there are some people who, in order to be able to accomplish anything in life, you know, atmospheric conditions must be perfect. The planets have to be in alignment, and, you know, everything in the universe has to be in a state of equilibrium. All right, well, if that's what you need in order to accomplish, person's not going to get much done. He says, "V'hua inyan shamar shlomo alav hashalom." This is what Shlomo Melech said. Amar itzel shachal baderech ari bin harachovos. The atzel, the person ultimately who is lazy, he says, shachal. Shachal is the name of a certain type of lion. There's a shachal baderech ari bin harachovos. And there's a lion in between the different streets. In other words, that for the person who is lazy, he or she will find a million different reasons as to why they cannot accomplish the particular things they want to do. So they'll go ahead and they'll make a million. There's a line here. It's too cold. It's too hot. Whatever it is. So kvar kinu chachamim. Chachamim is chorim livracha. Hamida hazos. V'yechasuha el hachatoim. And again, the chachamim already disparaged this particular midah. And they went ahead and they associated it with sin. Umikra misaimam. And there's a pasuk ultimately that supports them. D'chsiv. Pachadu b'tzion chatoim. Achaza ra'ada chanefim. Until one of the Gedolim saw, one of the Tanoim in the Gemara saw one of his students who was mispachid. He was concerned about, you know, how could I go ahead and embark on this particular endeavor if this is not right and that's not right. And the Tana said, Chata'as, you must be a sinner. Now, what does that mean? That what the Tana was saying to his Talmud was, you know, anyone who thinks that they need to wait until everything is perfect in order to accomplish is just trying to put off accomplishing in life, and such behavior in and of itself is sinful. He says, "Ella alzeh ne'emar b'tach b'Hashem v'aseh tov." Rather, we have to go with the words of David HaMelech, trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and do good. Shechan eretz ure'ei emuna. Go ahead and live in the land, ure'ei emuna, literally, and shepherd yourself with faith. Klalo shel davar. See, here is the general principle. Sarach sheyasim ha'adam es atzmo arai ba'olam v'kavua ba'avod. It's actually a very powerful phrase. The klalo shel davar, the overarching principle of life, is a person should make himself arai, a person should make himself temporary when it comes to matters of this world, and kavua, and established in avodas Hashem. So what that means is, again, this goes back to what we said before, priorities. Priorities, that in your priorities in life, what's on the top of my pyramid, what's on the top of my priority list is my avodas Hashem. And everything else, the truth is, even as important as all of the aspects of material life are, and they are important, but those are all secondary. A person should want, and a person should subsist on all material matters with what he's given. So let's think about what we said before, that a person can't make life about enjoying the material, nor can he make life about resting or being comfortable or not having to exert oneself, because again, of course, all of this is not what life is about in any way. Rather, again, he has to go ahead and distance himself from rest, always be ready to work and to exert yourself. V'ye libo nachon, v'ye nachon libo batuach b'Hashem. And his heart should always be trusting in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lo yira mitoldos hazman upega'av. And he should never be worried about atmospheric conditions. Right? In other words, that Rav Moshe, again, is a very important yisod that there are people who are always waiting for the right moment in life, right? You find this all the time. There are people who are waiting for the right moment in their personal lives, right moment in communal lives. I'm waiting for the right moment. So when is the right moment? So, you know, it's kind of like Mashiach. I don't know what it's going to look like, but when it comes, I'll know, right? So I don't know when the right moment is to accomplish, but when it comes, I'll figure it out. And Ruchal says it's a fallacy because if you're waiting for the right moment in life, rarely is there a right moment. There are many, many beautiful moments. Most of those moments, all the truth is, all of those moments are absolutely imperfect. And that's why it says, don't put off doing what you need to do in order to wait for the right moment, but rather, again, seize the present moment and make that present moment perfect. So let's go on a little bit. He says, Shema Tomar. Maybe a person will say, but yet you'll say, one second, but that's not totally true. Meaning, again, that there is an idea of waiting for the right moment. And there is an idea, ultimately, again, of going ahead and placing emphasis on the preservation of physicality. Because Chazal themselves spoke about the idea that a person is not supposed to go ahead and put himself in makom sakana. A person is to go ahead and supposed to watch over himself, even if he's a tzaddik and a baal ma'asim. Ba'amru, hakol b'dei shemayim chutz mitzinim pachim. Because they'll say, after all, we learned that what? Everything is in the hands of heaven, except tzinim pachim. Remember, we learned this in Ksuvas. Tzinim pachim means, again, getting sick from chills, right? Tzinim pachim means that, you know, as I don't know if it means don't go out with wet hair. I don't know if that's true or not. But the idea ultimately is that a person has to preserve their health because at the end of the day, a person doesn't take care of themselves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows nature to run a certain course. Mikra Kosov, and there's a pasuk that's written, Unish Vinishmartem Ma'od Lenafsho Sechem, you shall guard your soul. Harisha in la hachlit habitachon haze al koponim. Vahasam Amru afil dvar mitzvah. So, what Ramchal is pointing out over here is the following idea that on one hand, you're telling me don't place so much emphasis on the physicality, and you're also telling me just seize your moments. But one second, you know, we have the concept in the words of Chazal that we are supposed to go ahead and watch over our health, that we're supposed to take care of ourselves, which also would seem to warrant an emphasis on the physical, would seem to warrant an emphasis on caring for my body, to which the Gemara says, da, ki yesh yira, v'yesh yira. This is interesting. So the Ranchal, right, and this is very important, that there's fear and there's fear. Yesh yira ru'uya, v'yesh yira shota. There is warranted fear, and there's foolish fear. Yesh bitachon. There ultimately, again, is wanting to secure or wanting to create a sense of security and distancing yourself from dangerous things, or right? And v'yesh holilus. And then there's silliness. So also what the Ramchal is pointing out over here is, remember, is the idea. And this we know we've seen in the words of the Ramchal throughout this entire time. Are you supposed to neglect your physicality? Of course not. Are you supposed to go ahead and be reckless in seizing your moment and not caring about the realities of life or the world? Of course not. Meaning, you know, a person chooses to go ahead and, you know, and I'm going to pick up and I'm going to do Kiruv in Baghdad. Probably not a good idea, right? You know, even if Lemaisa, you're doing it L'Shem Shemayim. So their idea is ultimately against one has to pay attention to their physicality, one has to pay attention to the reality of their moments. But Ramchal says that sometimes, you know, there's Yira Ru'uya and Yira Shota. Sometimes we get so concerned with, sometimes there are concerns, and those legitimate concerns, we have to be careful with them. But sometimes there are illegitimate concerns, and concerns that ultimately we think of every single possible thing that can go wrong and make go wrong, and it paralyzes us. Yesh bitachon, there's a way to take care of our personal safety and security. V'yesh holilus, but then sometimes we get so carried away with the what ifs that we miss out on beautiful opportunities. So we'll stop over here. We'll pick up with the sentence, ki hine ha'adon, baruch hu emir tzashem tomorrow. We'll say, so again, the take home of this from Chal so far is, remember, he's just pointing out that one of the other things that sometimes, two of the things that go ahead and take away from our ability to be successful in life is, number one, the constant desire for rest and quiet. The constant desire for menucha. So he dispels that. Life is not about menucha. Adam la'amal yulad. Man was created to work. Man was created to toil. Man was created to labor. Man's job in this world is to always exert himself. So if you have a life that is based on searching out menucha, you're going to be very disappointed in this world and you won't accomplish. Number two, the moment doesn't have to be perfect in order to accomplish. People live their lives waiting for that moment. It's not the right time. You know, you see this all the time. By the way, it's a Mishnah in Avos. The Mishnah says, Al tomar l'chishefne eshne, shema lo tipane. Don't say, when I have time, I will learn. Why? Because ultimately, maybe you won't have time. Right? The idea is, you know, you see this all the time. People live their lives a certain way, and they say, okay, when I retire, I'm going to do this. Very nice. Who says you're going to live till retirement? And if you live till retirement, who knows what kind of person you're going to be? So Ramchal says, if you wait until the right moment, it undermines the midah of zrizus. Because the midah of zrizus says that what? Take advantage. Remember, there's pre-actional zrizus and actional zrizus. Says take advantage of your opportunities now. Do not wait. And if a person waits for the right moment, first of all, the quote-unquote right moment doesn't usually come about. Right? So if you're waiting for the right moment, you're going to miss all of your moments. Rather, says Ramchal, with care and with caution and with concern and with forethought, try to take advantage of the present moment and try to make that present moment perfect. Right? So we'll stop over here. We have to pick up here tomorrow.